Are your socks happy?
Probably not.
Well, they should be. Because you know what Happy Socks is doing? Happy Socks is spreading happiness by turning an everyday essential, your socks, although we know I like socks with my heels now, they will turn this essential into a colorful design piece. They have all kinds of different styles. They're cool. They have dress socks, athletic, low ones, the liner ones for men, women, or children. And then they do collabs. They have a collab with the Beatles, Wiz Khalifa, Keith Haring, and so many more. What a fun gift.
That is.
Right? Father's Day, Mother's Day, back to school, birthdays, great stocking stuffer, I think. And if you use code Heather, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping on your order at happysocks.com. I mean, give yourself the present of socks. Why not? Don't you want your feet to be happy? You want happy socks? Treat yourself. Go to happysocks.com and enter code Heather at checkout and you'll get 20% off. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it two times a week right here on Podcast One. Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello.
I'm exhausted. I've been up for days. Days. Children come in my room every night. There's so much to talk about. Coco had pinworm. By the way, if you have a weak stomach, you do not want to hear this story. It's disgusting. And I'm dying to hear about your dinner that you had. Like, I loved your pictures you posted. But can we have, do you know anything that happened with Miss America?
No.
Or, you know, I love the whole pageant system. Mm-hmm. I did the pageant system. So the gal that won was Miss New York.
Okay.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Her name is Nia Amani.
Okay.
And Ross Matthews was, you know, one of the hosts and the whole thing. I actually did not watch it.
Okay.
I haven't watched it in a few years, but they got rid of the swimsuit.
I heard about that. So they actually went through with it, huh?
Yeah. So Gretchen Carlson, who was Miss America, is now the head of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a lot of stuff going on that people didn't like, and they were trying to update the pageant and bring it into, you know, this century and turn it more into a competition rather than a beauty pageant.
Right.
So that it's based on intelligence and talent rather than
your
what you look like in a bikini.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, like, I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
I have so many mixed emotions. First of all, I'm so pissed off that I had to wear a swimsuit. First and foremost, let's make it about me.
Right.
I had to wear a swimsuit in this competition. That was not fun, but at least it was before bikinis.
Right.
So that was something. But it started off as a bathing suit pageant on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. That's like how they were trying to get people, tourists, to come to Atlantic City was to see the swimsuit pageant.
So you feel like a little bit of the tradition is lost?
No, I mean, I guess in a way, but I also feel like why should you have to wear swimsuits and heels in order to be Miss America?
Right. I think it's more just for entertainment factor.
Well, if you want to get the guys to watch, you got to keep the bikinis in, right?
Totally.
I heard a bunch of the guys booed at the pageant, the competition, when they said there was going to be no swimsuit.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
And I think they replaced it with an interview section. But when, all right, so when I was doing the pageants, because they've evolved over the years, but I remember we used to get asked a question on stage that we didn't know what the question was going to be.
Right.
And I think I probably talked about this before, but some people got like really easy questions like, what's the meaning of a friend?
Yeah.
And I got a question about Earth Day.
Right.
At the New York pageant. So, but I thought that was good because it showed you like, who could actually speak well and think on their feet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can kind of determine what someone's intelligence is
right.
like. And then it morphed into, I remember one year I watched, the girls were like sitting on the stage just giving you their platform.
Interesting.
Like, I'm here to promote awareness for fill in the blank thing. And you know, that kind of thing.
Right. Which took absolutely no sort of improvisation of,
right. Mm-hmm. And so, but I guess it was good because then you would know what they're like, a sort of a political candidate.
Yeah, of course.
You know what their platform is. So you go, oh, well, if we vote for this Miss America, if she's Miss America, she's going to
help,
you know,
children in this, or she'll help women that are, yes, I understand.
Exactly. Yeah. So I thought that was sort of good, but I missed that part. And then what they never show, and I'm assuming they still do this, is that there's a whole interview before the pageant that's not on stage where you have to go in this room and you're sitting and there's a long table, like 5-6 people, and they fire questions at you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's a serious interview. And you're sitting there like with your little suit on, sitting perfectly with your ankles crossed.
Yeah, of course.
Straight up, hands crossed, waiting, being, please don't ask me anything about Earth Day.
So they have a gown situation. They have that little speaking part. What else do they have? What else do they do?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. All I know is bikinis out.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think the message is good. Basically, they're saying,
not about what you look like in a bathing suit or a bikini.
Exactly. Yeah. By the way, thank God we're the same person. We can finish each other's sentences. I'm really not functioning.
You need to sleep. By the way, sleep is very important.
I know.
You know this.
We just did this whole thing on Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig about
yes,
sleep.
You're getting
anyway,
a lot of
yes, a lot of sleep. A lot of sleep stuff. I cannot sleep. Cannot sleep. We saw Sebastian Maniscalco this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, you remember his name.
See, now I know him. Now we're like friends.
Isn't he hysterical?
He's hysterical. But Terry got sick.
During it?
No. First of all, this is what happened. So I wish I could remember the guy who was his opening act. And forgive me, Sebastian Maniscalco's opening act, but I don't know your name. Mm-hmm. He was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what happened. So we get to we had dinner at Tao. Mm-hmm. Great dinner with Mike and Nancy. And then we went over to the Greek and we got wine and we got hot pretzels and popcorn and we had these awesome front row seats. And we're sitting there and we're watching this guy, the opening guy, and he's hilarious. But 3 minutes into his act, the echo is so bad that I can't understand a word he's saying.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, is it me?
Yeah.
Did I drink too much? Like, yeah. Why am I hearing double? Is that a thing?
Right.
So I said, Sarah, I'm like, can you hear him? And he's like, no. And I turned to Nancy. I'm like, can you hear him? She's like, no, what happened? I could hear him a moment ago. Terry was so cool. He never does stuff like this.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, God, if Sebastian comes out and the sound is like this, what a waste.
Yeah.
So Terry got up, went over to the security guy, and he pointed him, and I watched him do it. And he walked to the back, and he went over and talked to whomever, and they fixed the sound.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
I was so proud of him.
You think it was because of what he did, or do you think that the audio guy was trying to fix it while... I'm sure they...
No,
they
I think it's because he complained about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really do. Oh. They're like, I'm so sorry, we're going to fix it. He's like, yeah, we're so screwed in the front row. I don't know how far back that goes, but I can't hear him.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sebastian was hilarious. He was like, first they did like a little video before he came out. And what was funny or cool was that, so I guess he did a Conversations in Cars with Comedians with Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
And he must be, you know, he, I think, admires Jerry Seinfeld a lot because there was a clip of Jerry saying to Sebastian, you're hilarious, that kind of thing.
Right.
And I love Jerry Seinfeld, and I swear, Sebastian's like the Italian version of Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
He's so funny.
I know. I've seen him. He's hysterical.
Have you seen him live?
Uh-huh.
I knew you knew him, but I knew you'd seen him. Mm-hmm. Where did you see him?
I saw him in L.A. It was a small little theater. What was it? Oh, God. It was in Hollywood. I can't remember the name.
But it was years hilarious.
Ago, but it was so funny.
Completely sold out, the Greek theater.
That's insane.
And I love the Greek theater.
He blew up, I feel like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Huge. He's got like some TV projects going on now, lots of stuff.
Yeah.
But he is so funny. If you get a chance to see him, totally go see him. I wish we had arranged a meet and greet. I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
But I would have liked to have met him.
Oh, maybe next time.
Yeah, next time. Yeah. That's what I was going to tell you. So Terry, I don't know if you know this, but Terry had asthma when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so every once in a while, like every 8 years, he'll have a mild asthma-y kind of thing.
Okay.
So right at the beginning and the end of Sebastian's show, and there's a sign right at the foot of the stage, exactly where we're sitting, that says there's cold smoke blows at the beginning and the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't touch this thing. You know, basically. So I'm like, all right, whatever. No big deal. And that's what happens. This smoke blows up and he walks out and they do the same thing at the end. Well, I think Terry, the smoke combined with the incredibly amount of laughing he was doing and breathe, you know, when you laugh really hard, you take in a lot of oxygen, it threw him into an asthma moment.
Oh no.
Yeah. He's had it for like the last 3 or 4 days. He had to do a breathing treatment.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So it actually is serious when he overdoes it.
I don't know if it was that cold smoke. Because, you know, that I remember there, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember when I was doing a lot of theater that there was a controversy with some of the smoke they were using on the stage. I'm sure now it's totally PC, although who knows. But whatever it was, like the I mean, our faces hurt so bad because we were laughing so hard.
Yeah.
And I think he was like, like laughing and breathing in like that and breathed in all that smoke.
Oh no. Did it like ruin the experience?
No, I don't think. No, it didn't really hit him until the next day.
Oh, okay.
No, it's fine.
Oh gosh.
It was so fun.
But at least he laughed. That was good.
He laughed a lot. Good. It was a good like birthday week.
Oh good.
Kickoff. That's what I kept saying. I'm like, this is your birthday week.
He's probably like, cut it off.
I know, but this is it. We're finally there.
My God. Are you going to be so relieved once it's over?
No, because I think he's lost some steam on it. Mm-hmm. He's not, remember how hot he was? Like, I have to get out of town. I got to do this. Ever since the Cabo thing went away and we decided to stay in LA and just be a little more mellow, he seems more relaxed.
Okay, good. Good.
Right? Yeah. I think he seems more relaxed. And actually on tomorrow's show, I'll tell you what I did for him.
Okay.
Because, well, I know you know, but I'll tell all you guys what I did for him because that comes out on Friday and I'm giving him his present Thursday night.
All right, cool.
Okay, so that way it'll be a big surprise.
I like it.
In case he happens to turn on Heather Dubrow's world and listen.
Doubtful, but yes.
You never know. I hope he doesn't. You know, I find it hard when he listens because then I feel like I have to censor myself.
That's with everybody though.
No, I've let a lot of it go. I mean, between you and me, the way we talk about our mothers, really, I'm surprised they still speak to us.
So true.
And speaking of relatives, so my back, another reason I'm not sleeping is I hurt my back.
Okay.
So it was like a week ago and I thought it was like a hormonal thing. I'm like, my back hurts, whatever. And it's not going away. And so, and I've been kind of working out through the whole thing and it really weirdly coincides with when I started stretching with that 7-year-old little Ukrainian bitchy stretching teacher. Yeah. I think she's hurting me.
Really? Do you think it's that?
No. I don't know. I actually don't know. I'm kind of kidding. But my gosh, my back hurts.
Are you overdoing it though in like the workout?
I don't think so because I had dialed it down last week because we were busy and I wasn't even able to go every day and I had other stuff going on. I don't know what happened. I had a massage which made it feel better.
Uh-huh.
But I'm standing. I went to CVS and I'm standing there and I'm going, huh, icy hot.
Yeah.
Hot patch. I'm like, I'm 80. Oh, I'm so old.
Stop. You're not.
Well, but the stuff that I've been into the drugstore for lately is
embarrassing.
No, it's gross.
Oh.
Pinworms.
All right. So what happened?
Do you know what a pinworm is?
I had to Google it when you told me.
Oh, it's so,
because I knew it was some sort of like a bacteria in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I wasn't sure what
lower. Yes. Yeah. The bowel. Mm-hmm. So what happened was we were at, Tao having dinner before the show on Saturday. And I didn't have my phone on because like kids were home. Like I knew where everyone was. Everyone's fine. I just wasn't, I don't know. I guess I wasn't worried. And so my phone was face down and, the host came over to the table and said that our nanny was trying to reach us.
And you were like, oh my gosh.
Do you know how scary that is?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Your heart dropped.
Totally dropped. So I turned over my phone and I was like, shit. So I called Victoria and I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, so, and she didn't have a panic voice.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. She's like, so Coco, and she starts telling me, and it was clearly this medical thing. And Victoria's the one that's going to go to medical school. She's very smart. So I go, here, tell Terry. Because I didn't want to repeat it incorrectly.
Of course.
So she gets on the phone with him and he's like, mm-hmm. And he's doing that annoying thing where he doesn't repeat anything. Uh-huh. So I'm like, is she okay?
Yeah.
Should I call the driver? Are we going home? Are we meeting at Hogue? Like, what the heck is going on? So he talks to her and he's like, no, she's got like a, this is so gross, by the way, you guys, if you don't like gross things, fast forward or put it on mute. Your kids do not want to hear this. It's so gross. So she's like, well, there's like a string hanging out of her butt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Uh-huh. She's like, yeah, she went to go to the bathroom to poop and like it hurt. And I'm like, huh. And so my mind went to, she probably swallowed, dental floss.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's stuck. Who knows? Right. I don't know. Whatever. And so Terry gets off the phone. I go, you think she's okay? He goes, yeah, it sounds fine. And then she sent a picture. Poor Victoria.
Oh my.
Oh yeah. Total butt picture. Uh-huh. The whole thing. And we're looking at it. And Terry's like,
was she in pain?
Yes. Okay. She was uncomfortable. She's like, we're like, is it over the skin? Is it under the skin? I can't really even tell. I'm sorry, by the way, again, this is so gross. And it gets grosser. So then I'm looking at it and I go, I don't know. Is that ringworm? And by the way, I don't even know what ringworm is, but it looks like a worm. I don't know. Is it under the skin? And Terry's Googling things. He's like, no, it's not ringworm. And then he goes, and then like 2 minutes later, he goes, pinworm. I go, what is that?
Uh-huh.
So it's this thing where it lives in the bowels and it's a nighttime thing. This is so gross. I'm warning you one more time. The bugs crawl out of your butt mm-hmm. at night, mm-hmm. come out and do whatever the heck they do, uh-huh. and then crawl back inside.
Stop.
And apparently it's painful and itchy. And then the children touch the area.
Oh my God, I'm going
to
vomit.
Itch the area. And then they go to school. They go to the bathroom and they wipe and they don't wash their hands. Or they don't wipe their hands properly. And then they go back to their classroom and they touch their desk. Let's just say they touch their desk. A normal activity. And let's say a little friend comes over to Coco's desk.
Right.
And touches her pencil and they all touch the same thing. Then they touch their mouth. They swallow the eggs and now you have it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Blech. So how long does it get? But it only lasts a couple days, right?
So this is what happens. All right. So we figure out what it is and we're looking and all I want to do at this point is dip myself in antibacterial.
Yeah.
Sanitizer. And of course, she's laying in the bed with Katarina because they sleep together
right.
at night. So I'm like, oh my God. And I had visions in my head of 12 days of antibiotics.
Yeah.
Well, here's the only good news to the whole thing. The pinworm thing is a one dose over the counter deal.
Good. Kills it and that's it.
There's some studies that say you should take it again 2 weeks later just mm-hmm. to be sure, which I promise you we are all taking it two mm-hmm. weeks later just to be sure. But oh my gosh, it is so. And then of course I come home. And I go to check on her and she wakes up. She's like, sleep with me. And I'm like, of course, dear. And I'm up. And this is why I haven't slept. Because this was like night two. First, Terry was up the first. And then this night and I'm laying there and I'm like, all I'm thinking about bugs crawling out of her butt and coming to my side of the bed. Oh, it's so gross.
Oh, God. But what do you honestly do? I mean, can you touch her?
Like a tapeworm that at least
so
you lose
sad.
Weight?
Did you? I was going to say. Wait, but did you like sleep on the covers instead of like just cuddling her with her?
I put her under the sheet.
Yeah.
I went over the sheet and I put us both under the comforter. But I'm thinking that she, you know, Coco likes to hold hands at night.
Right.
So now she's holding my hand and I'm like, oh crap. I'm thinking, don't touch your face.
Yeah.
Don't touch your face to myself. Don't touch your face. Oh my gosh.
What?
And then,
Master.
All right, so I gave her the medicine. She was like instantly better.
Okay, good.
It resolves very quickly.
Uh-huh.
It's just disgusting.
Did you guys all take it too?
Yeah. Well, I haven't really taken it yet.
Okay.
Mine is sitting there, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
I just haven't gotten around to it.
Don't touch me. Okay.
Can I hug you?
Yeah.
Want to share something? By the way, you've already touched my computer.
I know. Oh my God.
Anyway, so, and now I think I've given her OCD because now I'm like, I didn't tell her what it was,
mm-hmm.
but I told her and I told Kat, oh, and I stripped the beds the next day, put everything in plastic, quarantined everything for 24 hours, changed the beds, vacuumed everything, like, you know, wiped
yeah.
everything down, went crazy. So, and then I emailed the teacher because clearly she got it at school.
Right.
And no one else has sent out an email, which means mm-hmm. someone is not telling that their kid had a worm coming out of their butt.
Right.
Which is so rude. So I sent her an email and I go, look, this is what's going on. Whatever, you know, you need to have the kids like really do a good job hand washing and sanitizing. And she wrote me back and she's like, did I already say this? It's three times as contagious as lice.
What?
Yes. She said that she has the kids use Clorox wipes on their desks every morning.
Really?
So I told Coco and Kat, I go, look, you need to do a good, I told them it was just a stomach bug, not a big deal. Didn't mention the words worms. And when I said bug, I didn't make it like I was a bug. And then I said, you have to wash your hands before and after you eat at school. And you have to wash your hands before and after the playground.
Yes.
And so then I noticed Victoria had attached a hand sanitizer
to
her backpack. So funny. So I think I gave her OCD. So she goes to school and she's in the class with Stella, mm-hmm. who's Lindsay's daughter. And she tells Stella the story because they're besties, right?
Right.
She's like, so I had this bug in my stomach and I had to take this medicine and we really have to wash our hands. So the two of them spent the entire day washing their hands and sanitizing.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I had to call Lindsay. I'm sorry, I gave your daughter OCD. She can add that to her
yeah.
fire, your middle
yeah.
of the night earthquake
oh,
protection.
That
well, that's Presley,
so
but
funny.
I know, right? And then, so we come home yesterday and I've got Coco's backpack with me and I'm walking around and I'm talking to Victoria and we're talking about something. And all of a sudden we start hearing the squeak,
uh-huh.
like that.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, what is that? She's like, I don't know. Is that a bird? I go, I don't know. Is it in the house? She's like, I don't know. She's like, oh my God, does it sound like a mouse?
Yes.
I'm like, I think it sounds like a mouse. I'm like, and we're trying to find it. And we're walking down the hall and it's getting closer and closer and closer. Yeah, well, then we realized that the antibacterial sanitizer is attached to the zipper. And every time I was walking with the backpack on, it was squeaking.
You were the mouse.
I was the mouse. Yeah. I'm such a moron.
Oh,
my God, the mouse.
That is so funny. Holy moly.
And then I forgot to take it off. And this morning we were walking out of the car and Coco goes, oh, it's so annoying. I go, what? She goes, every time I walk, it squeaks. Like, I'm so
just
sorry.
Put it in your zipper. Put it inside the
backpack. I put it in the zipper. Now she'll never use it. Because if they don't see it,
right,
they don't won't. Use it. I got to attach it to like the top handle. And I also want to give her a pack of antibacterial wipes. Because, you know, I'm so good on a plane wiping everything down and doing everything. But, you know, at school, sometimes you have to just call it because there's germs everywhere.
Oh, I know. My gosh.
By the way, you can get this from public restrooms, not just school.
Oh, this is disgusting.
You can get it anywhere. If you ever think you're too tired or lazy to put a toilet paper seat down on the toilet, do it.
Wash your hand.
And wash.
Now I'm going to use paper towels for the door
See?
Handles. Yeah.
Right, because every time we're at podcast one, I always use a paper towel to open the door because some people don't wash their hands.
I find it silly. I feel like if you're going to do that with that door, then why are you doing it with all the other doors?
You should. That's why when I walk into a door, usually I use my shoulder.
Or your elbow. That's.
And when I go on an elevator, I use my knuckle instead of my finger.
Right. But then at that point, it's like, where do you draw the line? Opening your car door, opening this, using your
chances
phone.
Of you putting your finger like on a tooth or to your mouth as opposed to your knuckle. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if the bug crawls down. I don't know.
So gross.
It's so gross. But the good news is we are pinworm free.
Thank goodness.
Good. And what a perfect segue to talk about dinner.
Now I literally have no appetite.
By the way, your dinner looked awesome.
He's so good.
What were you making? It was chicken?
It was
cauliflower rice?
It was a stir fry. Chicken stir fry, like a spicy chicken stir fry. He's like, let's do chicken and veggies. I go, boring. And I was like,
you're like,
why
where is the caviar and sea bass? What is wrong with you?
Seriously. And I'm like, but what if we did like a stir fry, like a healthy stir fry? So I went to the store, I got everything, and then came back, and then he cooked everything while I watched. It was fabulous.
Yeah, it looked like you were drinking. He was cooking.
It was. It was great. It's perfect.
You were Instagramming and drinking.
Totally.
He was cooking. What was he marinating the chicken with?
He did a mix of things. It was like parsley, lemon juice, a few of like his different like vinaigrettes, garlic. I mean, he put a bunch of stuff in there.
Isn't that cool?
He's so good.
How's your little niecey?
Oh, she's perfect.
Is she so cute?
She's perfect. She's healthy. She's adorable. And she sleeps all day, every day.
Does she sleep at night?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's been doing like 8 hours like a night. Like she just sleeps straight through the night.
Oh, I love that. So does she have to wake her up and change her diaper or she just let her sleep through?
No, she just lets her sleep through.
All right. Well, I want you to tell Jackie about something. I want you to tell her about Honest.
Okay.
Because when I had my kids and we were in diapers, it was mildly a disaster. We didn't have any great options like the Honest Company. And the diapers we were using were like full of chemicals and all this stuff.
Gosh.
And Honest not only has this incredible new diaper that they just launched, they are doing bundles. So you're saving a bundle on diapers and wipes. So what I love about the diapers that Honest is doing is they're ultra soft that your baby's going to love, and they're made from plant-derived ingredients and free from harsh chemicals like chlorine processing, latex, or fragrance. Plus, they're totally adorable. They have the Honestly Secure Fit design so you don't get the blowouts. I mean, I can't tell you how many times. I mean, even when Parker was born, remember I had him on my hip and
he
peed all over me through the diaper? Well, Honest is giving parents safe options for all kinds of baby products, but this is their brand new super absorbent diapers. They offer advanced leak protection, holding 17 times their weight in fluid. And the bundle options are insane. So it's diapers and wipes, are going to offer you the best deal on a monthly supply of those, and you save almost $17 on each shipment.
Wow.
And the bundle gets delivered on a schedule that you customize and control. And if you're not 100% satisfied, they're going to work with you to create a solution. Because look, you might end up needing more diapers, right, or less diapers, but there's nothing worse than running out of diapers, especially in the middle of the night. So right now with code HONEST, H-O-N-E-S-T, you'll save $25 off your first month's diapers and wipes shipment. This is a listeners only deal. So head to www.honest.com/Heather and insert code HONEST at checkout to take advantage. Again, it's H-O-N-E-S-T to save $25 off your first month's diapers and wipe shipment. Certain restrictions apply. See website for details. So we, you know what we should do? We should talk about Chef Amanda.
Yeah.
Because we haven't talked about her.
I know.
So I know you guys all know about Chef Jackie, and Chef Jackie's been in our house for, I think, 3 years.
Was it three?
Two or three years? Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost two or three years. I love Jackie. Yeah. She is, by the way, the loveliest girl, greatest chef.
Yes.
Fantastic. She just got married. Love her. But what we realized was we were at a stage in our family where we just didn't need someone full-time anymore.
Right.
Because the kids, like, first of all, I'm always up with them in the morning. So I usually make breakfast. And they're not huge breakfasters.
Right.
Every once in a while, someone will ask for an egg or an uncle. We call them Uncle Sam's, but like an egg in a nest.
You
you fry a piece of bread and you cut the hole out of the middle and you put the egg in there. Yeah. So good. Anyway, so every once in a while they're asked for that. But usually they want toast with a little avocado. They want a smoothie. It takes 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. You know, I can make it. I don't need someone to do it. And they all wanted to order a hot lunch this year.
Mm. So you're like, okay, there goes.
Do you remember when you switched from paper bag to hot lunch?
I would always do hot lunch.
Always?
Yeah.
So I remember.
My parents worked, so they didn't. It was just me. So I would either have to make my own or I would just go hot lunch.
Okay, so this is what I remember from being a kid. Where I grew up, like, it was not cool to buy lunch.
Really?
Lunch line was not cool.
Oh.
When we were in lower school.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool to get a milk and a cookie or something, but it wasn't cool to get, you know, spaghetti.
Yeah,
it was all about sandwiches and cookies and chips and, like,
it's like, what did you bring today?
Right. Uh-huh. It was all about stuff like that. So it was good to bring – everyone, you wanted a brown bag.
Yeah.
And then at one point it switched.
Uh-huh.
And then you wouldn't be caught dead.
Bringing your own lunch.
Yeah.
Right.
Because then it was like, oh, it smelled up your locker. Yeah. It was in your bag. You did not bring lunch.
Yeah.
I can't remember if we talked about this, but did you have vending machines in high school?
We did.
I think we did too.
Yeah, we did. But it was all crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it probably still is a lot of it.
I would think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The twins have vending machines.
But they have like a super high end.
Well, that was part of the reason why, you know, we had to make a switch is because their cafeteria at their high school is like a food court.
So cool.
They have pasta, pizza, sandwiches, salad bar. They bring in sushi on Fridays. They have like treats and everything.
So cool.
I know.
Yeah. And they use like their thumb, right, to pay for everything?
Yes. So instead of having money, they just put money on their account, like a debit card, and they put their thumb down and it subtracts it. But I have to say, their food is not very expensive.
Oh, good.
It's good.
Yeah, that's good.
And what I also love about that is that I can see every single thing they ordered.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. I would be like, Nikki, give me your thumb. Give me that pizza, Nikki. Come on. It's hilarious.
Yeah, so I can see what they're eating. And so if Max goes, can I have blah, 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 didn't you have ice cream today? She's like, Mom, that's so annoying. If you look at my account one more time. Okay, but anyway, so I can do breakfast and the kids are buying lunch. So we really didn't need a full-time person anymore. Right. And so, but I think I found Jackie a fabulous home to go to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think I found her a great family. So, because I love her so much.
Yes.
And she's incredible. And she's doing a lot more work with her church and doing other projects. And she's got this cool, if you follow her on Instagram, A Girl in Her Apron, like if you look at her Instagram, she's doing some cool stuff with food and photography. And so anyway, we love you, Jackie.
Yes,
super happy
too.
For you and wish you all the best. So I did a dinner party. And I hired a chef to come do this dinner party, and it was Amanda, and she was looking for the exact hours we needed.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
So now Chef Amanda is making dinner for us, and she is incredible.
Yeah.
We're so lucky to have her, but I'm getting fat.
She's so good.
You know why? Because I'll say things like, oh, like she made scones the other day, and she just made a batch of scones and said, here, I'll leave them for the morning for the kids. And if I did not see her make them myself,
yeah,
I swear to God, I would have thought she bought them.
Because they were that good.
Because they were that professional looking. And then I was like, oh, good, I can't have those because I'm dairy free.
Yeah.
And that woman made a batch of dairy free. Although totally honest.
Yeah.
I ate the other ones too. Yeah. I just got sick.
Oh.
But it was worth every bite.
Really?
Oh, yeah. While we were watching the tennis match, I'm like, let me just try it.
Oh. So it was.
But then she made dairy free ones. I had one last night for dessert.
Oh my gosh.
Unbelievable.
She's so talented.
She made like chai scones with a something pear glaze on them.
Mm.
And then she made lavender vanilla scones, dairy free.
Yum.
And then I'll say things like, you know, oh, I miss cheese. Mm-hmm. And so for dinner the other night, she made a vegan caprese.
Yeah.
With the, is it Mikos? I think the company is called Mikos.
Yep.
It tastes just like mozzarella cheese.
Yeah.
With these gorgeous heirloom tomatoes and like herbs from the garden. I mean, oh.
She's so good. She's so talented.
Oh my God. So I was asking Terry what he wants. And she, you know, she worked a lot in for private homes, but also a lot in restaurants and banquets and catering. So she knows all different kinds of cuisines. Terry's favorite cuisine is Indian.
It is?
Oh, he loves Indian food.
How did I not know that?
And he loves Thai food. Oh, he loves Indian food. Have you ever been to Mayur?
No.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't know how they pay their bills because I'm telling you, every time I walk in there, it's empty.
Yeah.
But although so many people I know go there, it is the most incredible Indian food on the planet.
What? Wait, okay. Where is this?
It's right in Corona Del Mar. You got to take Riley.
I have to.
Indian?
I've never had Indian.
Do you like curry?
I do.
See, I don't like curry. And so that yellow curry.
Yep.
So that's why I always shied away from Indian food. So what I get there is, all right, so they do this Indian salad, which is chickpeas and cucumbers and it's got all these, it's still chopped and it's got all these spices in it. It's delicious. And then we would get, some of this I can't eat anymore because I haven't been there in years, but because there's dairy in it, but with chicken tikka masala, which is chicken and like red sauce, super spicy. Karahi lamb. Then there's things like Banga Bharta, which is the eggplant. And then you get raita, which is the cucumber stuff, yogurt.
Yep.
And then chutney. And then they bring out naan, which is the big flat bread, like garlic and regular naan. And you just go to town.
Oh my gosh. Yum.
They do a delicious tandoori shrimp.
How you remember this menu is beside me.
Because you know when you go somewhere and you like have a meal and you know your meal there? That's my meal there.
Right.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God, you're so
good. Oh my God, it's so good. So anyway, so Amanda was like, oh, I can make tandoori. And then we were looking at tandoori ovens and so we're talking about doing that. But I don't know if we're going to get it in time for his birthday dinner.
But the oven?
Yeah.
Oh, you need specific ones.
No, she said she could do it without the tandoori oven, but she's like, but with that tandoori oven, because I said I wanted to buy it.
Yeah.
But she was like, it's so, there's just a different
you
quality.
You buy an oven?
Yeah.
And where does it live?
Outside.
Okay.
You can either get a gas one or you can get a smoke, what do you call that? Like old fashioned.
With the coal, not coals. The coals.
Yeah, like briquettes, like that kind of thing. And she's so funny. She's like, I've already sourced out where to get the right briquettes for the blah, blah. Anyway, so we're going to get this tandoori oven.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? If we can't get the oven in time, I'd rather have like the full Indian meal experience and wait. So his second choice was barbecue.
Okay.
Because she makes the sickest ribs.
Oh my gosh.
So I think we're going to do chicken, ribs, corn on the cob.
Fun.
And salad and that kind of thing. And then she makes he loves blueberry crisp.
Yeah.
She makes an incredible blueberry crust, so I think we're going to do that.
Oh, my goodness. Talk about epic dinner.
I know, right?
Dinner. Yes. So good.
It's going to – look, and now I'm hungry. I can't stop eating. The scones, it's like the siren.
I'm just thinking about the worm. I just can't get over the worm.
Yeah, but I, whatever with the worm. I've got like a siren song of scones sitting in my kitchen going, oh, come eat me. But you know what my new thing is? I have to get out of the kitchen.
Why? Because I'm constantly picking and like –
I want to try everything. And then she experiments with things at night. And I'm like, I got to go.
Yeah.
Got to go. Can't stay.
Nope.
But what I do like that I'm doing is I think that in the past, meaning last week and before, for dessert, I would eat, because you know, I like volume of things.
Yeah.
So I would eat low calorie things that I could eat a lot of if I wanted a pantry moment.
Right.
Like Lindsay loves those, the cauliflower puffs.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't really my thing. But I like those dried apple crisps.
Right.
The cinnamon apple crisps. I think they're Bear Naked ones because they're crunchy and they're sweet. Those mm-hmm. I like those. I like the Boom Chicka Pop.
Right.
Popcorn. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Boom Chicka. Stuff like that. But you're like, oh, it's only 90 calories.
But are you more like a sweet or a savory kind of?
I like both. I like sweet and I like salty. It kind of depends on what I'm in the mood for. Yeah. And sometimes I like a little both.
Right.
But what happens is as you sit there, all of a sudden you go, oh, I'll just have another little bag. Or,
yeah.
Oh, it's only 80 calories. But that adds up and you turn around and you've eaten 500 calories.
Right.
You don't realize it. So I thought to myself, you know what? I'd rather have half of that scone than four bags of that fake whatever.
Totally.
And it's not processed. The stuff we buy is healthy. But it was Rosh Hashanah, and so she made brisket, and she made, instead of doing apples dipped in honey, she did an apple smoked honey bundt cake.
Oh my gosh. Epic.
I got to stop eating. All right. So yeah, very, very good. And then, all right, so that's going to be his meal on Thursday night, because we're going to do, which is when this comes out, so it'll be tonight. So that's, we're going to do the family birthday dinner. Mm-hmm. Tonight his mom is coming, his brother's coming.
Okay.
And then tomorrow we'll go to LA and do a more adult thing with
us. I like it. But so he just doesn't like the attention. It's like, will you guys sing happy birthday? Will you have that moment? Like, what do you, where do you draw the line of?
I didn't know what to do because I thought if we do absolutely nothing, that might be depressing.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't like balloons and stuff like that. But he keeps saying, like, I'm like, do you want a cake? And he goes, only if the kids want it. He's now at the point where he's past, like I was saying, he's past the intensity of I'm turning 60. I mean, not really, but mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of being angry or stressed, now he's kind of like,
whatever.
If it makes them happy, it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care. So I went to, I love that store, Where's the Party, on 17th. So I went in there because I had to get certain cards for his gift, which I will tell you guys about tomorrow. But I had to get certain cards for it. So I got exactly what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, I'm looking in the party section. I'm like, what do I do? Because usually for everyone's little birthday dinners at home, I get little hats.
Yeah.
I get streamers. I get little blowers. We do balloons. And so I sort of just got some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got a banner to hang on, you know, on the chairs there. I got some confetti to throw on the table, some little party hats and blowers.
Just so you'll do a little something.
A little something, but I didn't do balloons. Do you think that's okay? Or now do you think we need balloons?
I don't know. I mean, do we get him just in case? And if he's in a good mood, we just throw him out there?
I don't know. Are balloons going to irritate him?
Because then everyone's going to want a picture. Does he not want to do the picture?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't think he wants a picture with 60 in it.
Right.
And then I got those sparkler candles that are 60.
Oh, jeez. You should have just gotten 60 individual ones. Just
well, by the way, I can.
Completely cover the cake.
Wait, let's
we needed a bigger cake. Sorry, dear.
I think we should do that.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
So mean. I don't know if he has the lung capacity right now to blow them out. He's having an asthma attack, the poor old man.
That's so funny.
Nope. And then I got sparklers for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Can you light those inside the house or does that set your house on fire?
I think your ceilings are high enough. You'll be fine.
You think?
Yes.
With my luck, they'll light a curtain.
No.
All of a sudden, they're lit on fire. I don't know.
I wonder how he'll be after the birthday. Like the year of 60. Like you think he's going to be like, you know what? This is like the new me kind of thing. Like I'm going to just live my life. I'm going to enjoy it.
I don't know. So when we were doing Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig the other day, the first 5 minutes he sort of, which he does sometimes, he sort of takes the first 5 minutes to vent about how he's working too hard and he's tired and he needs to change that.
Yeah.
But yet nothing changes.
Right.
I think it's hard for him because he loves what he does and he still has so many goals and so much ambition and wants to do all that. He needs 3 more hours in the day is kind of the problem, which he doesn't have.
Right.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. If he actually makes the changes.
I'm hoping that botch doesn't start back till after January.
That way he has a little bit more of a break.
But it always starts in November, so I don't see how that's possible. But he was like, oh, we're not starting until January. I go, oh, you say that every year.
Yeah, because that takes up a lot of time.
But what I am trying to do is maximize like the trips we have. Like we were talking about, we're going to New York for the book tour. So I think we're going to go a day early. All right, can we talk about the homecoming thing?
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about the homecoming thing. About Nikki's Right. I mean, I told you guys he was going to do it, but yes. I didn't tell you how. All right. So cute. So I told you he texted the mom. It was adorable. So what happened was they went to Disneyland. So it was Nikki and this girl and Terry and Max and their friend Zach. Mm-hmm. And so the four of them go to Disneyland and Danielle was with them. And oh my God, she videoed the whole thing. It was so cute.
She did.
Oh yeah. I have the cutest video. And he posted a picture, by the way. So I feel like I can talk about this. So they were standing in front of the Magic Castle and Danielle was taking pictures of Max and this girl together.
Yeah.
And she was like, all right, now make like a Disney princess face, whatever. And Nikki walked up behind with this poster and a bouquet of red roses.
Oh.
And it said, will you be the beauty to my beast?
Oh.
HoCo, which is homecoming, HoCo 2018. And so he's standing behind her and Danielle goes, okay, now both of you turn around and look at the castle. Uh-huh. And she turns around and she sees it. She goes, oh my gosh. And she goes, she gives him a hug.
Oh.
And then they take, and then she turns around and they hold the poster in front of them. And he gives her the flowers. Actually, Danielle, I think he was like nervous.
Nervous, yeah.
And she goes, give her the flowers. Uh-huh. And so he gives her the flowers. And they stand there and they took a picture. And he posted it on his Instagram. And he wrote, she actually said yes.
Oh, it's so cute.
And then, of course, his snarky twin sister wrote, surprising.
How did he bring that poster without her seeing?
So Danielle had it in the car and they rolled it up.
Okay.
They rolled it up. She had in her backpack something.
That is so adorable. She really didn't know it was coming
No, but I was like, how did you get her mom's number? And he said, oh, well, I was calling to, because this is why, and I didn't want to give it away in case, you know, she heard about it, but you know, her parents don't want her to date until she's 16, which I completely respect. But Nikki wanted to ask her to homecoming.
Right.
So what he told the girl is that he said, hey, I would like to take you to Disneyland with my sister and our friend Zach. Can I text your mom and ask her if that's okay?
Oh my God, that's so cute.
So she said, sure. So she thought that's why he was texting her, but he texted her and said, hey, I respect your wishes that you don't want her to date until 16, but homecoming's coming up and I'd really like to take her. And this whole thing. And then her mother called him and then called me. And it was just lovely.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe he didn't even like run this past you and just did it himself.
It was crazy. As I said
before. You were like, what?
Terry didn't even ask my dad. Oh no, this is so him.
I know. It's so mature.
I know. And he had Max help him write the text. I mean, it was so cute.
Oh my God, that's adorable.
So anyway, and then they spent the day at Disneyland and had such, and there's such cute pictures. I'm going to beg him to let me post a picture.
Yeah.
But I told Danielle before they went, I'm like, have them get merch and take a cute picture, like ears or something.
Yeah.
So what they happened was, and Danielle, and I love Danielle, and it's so cute. And it's funny because when she came over to our house first with her mom before they went to Disneyland. And so I got to meet her mom, who's lovely.
Yeah.
And so she met Danielle and she was like, oh my gosh, she looks like she could be your daughter. And I said, I know. She's like part of our family. And so could Victoria too. Like everyone looks like you too. I feel like we all look like we'd be in the same family. And so anyway, so Danielle and this girl and Max all got Minnie Mouse rompers.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
So they're like black tank tops with the shorts or red with the white polka dots.
Oh.
And Nikki got a black hoodie with the polka dot sleeves.
Oh.
And they took the cutest pictures.
That's so cute.
It was so cute.
Oh my God. So is Max going to go with the group? Is she expecting to get asked? What's her situation?
I think there's someone that is asking her, but I'm not 100% sure what's going on. They still have quite some time. I think he did it kind of early.
Got it.
But
and he met her at this school or he's known her?
No, he met her at school.
My God, so it's like new.
It's very new, very cute. And she's a lovely girl, great family. And I just think it's very sweet.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like that. Her parents don't want her to date until she's 16. There's a lot of pressures at high school. And I feel like,
I agree.
Take it off the table. Max was talking to me about that too. She's like, I like it. It's a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, people are so dramatic. Max is so funny though. She's so sarcastic. She's such an older soul.
She is.
Oh, so, all right. So that's what happened with the I keep wanting to call it the promposal because that's what they call when people ask people to prom.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you call the homecoming proposal, but it's so cute. So then I said to him, I'm like, well, what do you wear? Do you wear a tux? And he's like, no. He said, you wear a suit and a tie. He goes, but I have to wait and see what she's wearing so we can coordinate.
Right. Because he has to wear like the same color tie or whatever.
Yeah. So cute. But he's grown out of his suit.
Okay, of course.
So what the heck am I going to do about that? I don't know, because then
he keeps growing. I would just rent one.
Oh, but remember we rented.
He was a baby.
Remember we went to Friar Tuck's.
He was like massive.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it was massive. He was between the sizes, so it was either a hair too small or way too big. And he wore that red jacket, and yeah. It looked like he was wearing his dad's jacket. It was so funny. Oh, maybe we should try Terry's stuff on him.
You think?
I don't know.
I don't know if that. I mean, I think that's going to be a hair too big still.
But maybe I can get him slacks and a jacket instead of a suit.
Right. You could probably do that. Yeah.
That way he can wear the slacks again.
Right.
You don't wear suit pants without the jacket, right?
Yeah.
I'm not that good at men's clothes.
He needs, neither am I.
Okay, well, we'll have to figure that out. But anyway, and then I guess you do corsages, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know how formal theirs is, but.
Well, he's bringing a corsage. That's all I have to say. Kobarin. All right. You love Kopari. You love their lip balm.
I do. I'm obsessed with it.
Unbelievable. You know what I love from Kopari?
Mm.
Their deodorant.
Really?
It's amazing.
Oh.
So when we were teenagers, I think, or maybe in our 20s, my sister bought, she didn't want to have like aluminum deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
So she bought this crystal thing that you're supposed to rub under your armpit. And it was, oh,
didn't work.
Oh, it was disgusting. She totally stunk.
Yeah.
But now Kopari has an amazing alternative. So it's Kopari's coconut deodorant.
Ooh.
It's aluminum free and it doesn't suck.
Love it.
Is that amazing? Mm-hmm. You don't plug up your sweat glands. Kopari's deodorant takes care of any smell without messing up your body's natural patterns. But most importantly, it works. It fights the odor with plant-based actives like sage oil and coconut oil. It's gotten a lot of love from Cosmo, People, there's thousands of five-star reviews on Kopari. That's K-O-P-A-R-I from their website. This is Kopari's number one selling product. They can barely keep it in stock. What I love about it, I love that it doesn't flake off on anything.
Yes, exactly.
So you're not going to have any of those white marks on your clothes. There's no sticky white residue. It's just like this sweet, subtle smell of fresh coconut milk.
Mm-hmm.
It's also free of silicones, sulfates, parabens, GMOs, baking soda, and it's great for sensitive skin.
God, I love.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
So knowing there's a safe, clean option out there that works just as well and smells amazing, why wouldn't you want to try it? Plus, Kopari is going to give you a money-back guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really,
yep.
Go try it. Say aloha to Kopari. Go to KopariBeauty.com/Heather to make the safe switch today and see how you can save $5 off your first order. That's Kopari, K-O-P-A-R-I, Kopari, K-O-P-A-R-I. Kopari Beauty, BEAUTY.com/Heather. KopariBeauty.com/Heather. If you like this show, you need to check out the Perez Hilton podcast. Each week, Perez is joined by Chris Brooker to bring you the best gossip from around Hollywood. What's hot, what's not, and what is everyone talking about? You never know where this show will end up. So check out the Perez Hilton podcast weekly on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This is Heather Dubrow's world.
All right, so this is my question. So we're leaving for our book tour the day after homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I made the date on Sunday to leave, because homecoming Saturday night. And then I found out that the girl that Nikki's taking, her family, because they have an older son that's been homecoming, her family hosts a dinner at their house.
Okay.
And has the kids there, and then they go from there. Because I guess some kids go out to dinner. We were talking about this. Some go to a house. And so I thought, okay, well, I guess Max and her friends will come here. But here's the thing. We are in the complete opposite direction from where the kids – so all the kids live south.
Yeah.
We're north, and the event is south.
Okay.
So I started talking to Max. She's like, well, I don't think we're going to get ready here, Mom. Oh, because I wanted Ashley Bello to come do her makeup.
Yeah.
And Ashley's going to be in Del Mar. She's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm missing her first dance.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, it's okay. And then Max goes, well, I don't think we're going to get ready up here.
Uh-huh.
She said, I think we're going to get ready down there at a friend's house because we're going to go to – so they're probably going to go with a group. Even if they have like, quote, a date, they'll go together. And she said, so I'll probably get ready at a friend's house down there, and then we go to dinner, and then we go to the dance.
Mm.
So where do I fit into that scenario?
I mean, from what I remember, it was like the parents go and meet the kids once they're done getting ready just to take their thing of photos, and then the kids are off to dinner or doing whatever they do. So you just give them like a 30-minute time frame.
Yeah.
Take the photos, and then you're done.
So how do I be at two places at the same time with Max and Nikki?
Because they're both going to be south.
They're going to be south, but I mean, she lives even farther south than where Max is going to be. I don't know. So what happened was we were at dinner the other night and we did one Rosh Hashanah dinner at Quiet Woman and one Rosh Hashanah dinner at home. And when we were sitting at Quiet Woman, it came up and Terry was like, God, I wish we could go to New York on Saturday. I go, no, it's homecoming.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to take pictures and whatever. And Nikki goes, well, you know, I'm going to be at their house. You know that, right? I'm not going to be home. And I go, no, I know, but maybe I'll just come down there. And he was looking at me sideways like, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. And then Max goes, oh my gosh, go to New York. I'm going to get dressed at a friend's house and we're going to, I don't know, maybe, and I have to delve further into this before I make a plan because I talked to Lindsay about this because Lindsay was like, you have to, you know, you got to make sure you're at both places. And then we were talking about it. Is this about me or is this about them?
Mm-hmm.
Do they need me there? Is this about me wanting to be there or do they need me there? Do you know what I'm saying?
I think it depends on the child, right? Because some kids like, you know, Katarina, for example, right? She's very, I think, a little more sensitive in the sense of she'd probably be
she
like.
She would want me 100%.
Exactly, yes. Right?
And then Coco
other,
too.
Right. And there's other kids that are like, no, you're good. Like, that was me. I was like, I don't care if you come, like, I'd rather you not be there. I get embarrassed very easily. So I think it depends on the kid. But I think as a parent, if you want to be there for their first dance, then you go, regardless if they want you there or not. Because now you have the photo, you have the memory, and now you can say, okay, I was there at their first dance.
Right. I think it's more for me. Someone else can take a photo. I think it's, you know, if I could be in two places, if I can see both, then I think I'd want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So I could do both.
Right.
If I can't do both, I just feel like then, and if neither of them want me,
right,
what's the point?
I mean, honestly, you wouldn't take more than 30 minutes at each place. So say you're with Max for 30 minutes, you drive over, it takes you, what, 20 minutes to get to the next house, take another, you know, 20 minutes there just to take some photos and whatever, and then you're done.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know why. Maybe because homecoming wasn't a big deal at my school.
Right.
Because we talked about the prom thing. That was like the big deal.
Right.
Homecoming was like homecoming.
Not a big deal.
No. But for your school, it was a huge deal.
It was a big deal. Yeah. It was the first dance. Yeah. And only because,
I guess I feel like they had the first dance. They went to that glow zone dance.
But it wasn't like formal. Like this is like a formal. This is like you wear the gowns or the dresses and or not maybe not gowns for homecoming, but you wear the really pretty dresses, you get your hair done, your makeup done, you get the limo or the party bus, and you know what I mean?
I guess also, so Nikki did this last year with the, you know, they at his school, they did a lot of dances like this.
Right.
So I feel like I've sort of
done it,
I guess, maybe. I don't know why I'm not like, oh my gosh.
Really? Even though he's like asking a girl and he's
oh, I thought that was great. But look at this. If I had gone, like, I wouldn't have gone to Disneyland with them.
Right.
To be there and see
That's it. A little much, I think.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. By the way, how embarrassing for them. No, you can't do that. No. I don't know why. I think it's because homecoming wasn't a big deal at my high school, so I'm not thinking of it as a big deal. But, like I said, I don't know.
I just don't want you to be in New York and be like, oh, I should have been there. Like, she looks beautiful. He looks so handsome. I wish I would have just, like, been there to give him a kiss. And
I think whatever. The other thing is that I had envisioned that they were going to get ready here.
Right.
And that they were going to have friends here.
Yeah.
And because, you know, I tend to host those kinds of things. And now that they're going to school down south, it's just different.
Right. And it's easier for all their friends to get probably to the other friend's house down there.
Right. But I did say to them, I'm like, hey, listen, you know, next year when, you know, maybe you actually have people that you're interested in or whatever. But I go, next year for homecoming, I want to do something.
Uh-huh.
Dinner at our house. We'll get a party bus to take everyone down to the dance. Dinner's here. The whole thing. I would have done it this year.
Right.
But this threw me for a loop.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Well, think
I don't
about
know
it.
Why I'm not so.
Like,
I know you and Lindsay are very emotional about it, and I'm very not.
No, I'm actually not. I just don't want you to regret it.
I'm not.
Okay. Then I think that's your answer.
But I still have my tickets to leave on Sunday. I haven't changed anything. Yeah. I'm just like, you know what would irritate me? This is what I'm concerned about. Mm-hmm. I'm actually not concerned about leaving on Saturday and missing taking a photo.
Okay.
What I'm concerned about is I'm going to stay and I'm going to get down there and either they're going to be, one of them is going to be awful to me.
Well, that's just a given any year.
Or I won't be able to get to, I don't know. I need to gather some more information. So how about you people out there? What are you thinking? Is homecoming that big a deal? Do I need to be seeing this? Am I going to look back and say, oh, I should have been there. And right now I'm planning on going. I just really, I don't know. Don't have that much heat on
it. No, you really don't.
But isn't that weird? Because I love things like this.
I know. It's very weird.
Yeah,
that's
I
don't want you to like make a decision too quickly and then be like, oh, dang it, I should have gone.
I haven't. That's why I haven't changed my flights. Yeah. I was kind of like, let the chips fall where they may. And the other reason why I haven't changed the flight is I know them. Something will happen 2 weeks before we're going and all of a sudden it's going to be an emergency that I'm here. That's why I haven't done anything. But right now, I guess I just have no heat on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe once she gets a dress, I'll feel differently.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe if she gets asked, I'll feel differently.
Yes.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, good.
Let's stick a pin in that, shall we?
We shall.
So speaking of celebrating and stuff like that.
Yes.
I was at CVS today and I'm noticing all the Halloween stuff up.
Yeah.
First of all, I would like to say congratulations to all of the department stores and supermarkets for not putting up Christmas stuff yet. Because I feel like in the last couple of years, by September, I was seeing Christmas.
It's true. Right? But I love it.
I know, Miss Mariah Carey on a loop.
I love it. The second it starts to get gloomy, I'm like, yes, where's my pumpkin spice latte? I'm kidding. I don't drink this, but it just makes me feel like.
What about Halloween?
I hate Halloween.
I know. Why?
It's awful. I hate dressing up. I just hate all of it.
Okay. So I was on the phone with my sister this morning and we were talking about Halloween.
Yeah.
Her kids, my sister loves Halloween. It's her favorite holiday of all time.
Like the lead up to Halloween, like she likes the decorations and all of that, or she likes the day of to dress up
and to do all of it.
Really?
She likes the decoration. She likes dressing up. They'll do family costumes. Here's what's hilarious. Her husband was born on October 30th and he hates Halloween.
hates it.
Despises it. Ruined his birthday every year.
Oh my gosh.
So he doesn't dress up. Okay. He stays home and gives out the candy.
Okay.
And my sister lives in LA and she lives in this neighborhood where, I mean, they go through hundreds and hundreds of bags of candy.
Oh, I can imagine.
So Keith stays home and Skylar and the kids, you know, have their outfits, whatever. So we were on the phone this morning and we were talking about their Halloween costumes and whatever. So did I tell you what Coco ordered already?
I can't remember now.
So Coco wanted a pumpkin. And I remember one of them wanted to be a pumpkin last year and we could only find very babyish looking pumpkin outfits. But we found her like an inflatable pumpkin. Okay. It's huge.
Okay.
So she got a pumpkin costume and she got a vampire.
Okay.
From Chasing Fireflies.
Okay.
By the way, Chasing Fireflies has some of the nicest costumes.
Yeah. Their quality's great.
It depends. Mm. This is the only thing with them. Because I've been buying their costumes since the twins were little for years. They're very expensive, but usually the quality of their costumes is amazing. Like beautifully made, sewn, finished in the bottoms. Like really, really nice. Couple of times I've gotten a few that were not the best quality. Mm-hmm. So I would say, you know, it's so good to order your costumes earlier because if it's not good, you need to return it. But I ordered her because she didn't want the girl vampire costume. She wanted the boy vampire costume and she wanted the teeth. Mm-hmm. So those are her two costumes because she'll wear one costume for at school. They do like a parade and then one for, you know,
trick-or-treating. Yeah.
For trick-or-treating.
So she's wearing the pumpkin for trick-or-treating.
She doesn't know yet.
Okay.
Hasn't decided. And then, did I tell you what I'm wearing?
No.
Okay, well, it's going to be a surprise.
No, tell me.
Nope, surprise.
No, surprise. You cannot do that.
Last year I was a burglar.
Yeah, but you made up like last.
Well, I had no costume. Well, all right, so this is why I brought this up. It's because of the last minute costumes. Yeah. All right, so when I was in like high school and college especially, I wore this, I've told you this, I've wore the same costume every year, just changed the theme.
Yeah.
It was a mini skirt, a bandeau top, and then I was fat, so I'd wear like a big shirt over the bandeau top and like tie it and like cut a V
right,
so you could kind of see it, but nothing was really showing. And then the hair, all right, but I just changed theme. One year it was it was an ROTC, and one year it was a pirate. And right. So I just changed the accessories, but it was always like a mini skirt, and this is the same thing. So I'm on the phone with my sister, and I said, she goes, what are you going to be? And I told her, and she goes, is that, can you do a mini skirt and a bandeau top with that? I go, that's not my costume anymore. And she goes, oh, right. I go, now it's a, and she goes, it's the cat suit.
Yeah.
I go, right. And she goes, I pay attention to your costumes because I went from like Katniss to, she goes, you're all cats actually. Katniss, then you were Catwoman.
Right.
She goes, then you were a burger, a cat burglar. Oh. So funny. But she's right. I'm always wearing a cat suit. Funny.
So is that going to be a part of
Nope. There's actually no cat suit this year. Oh, I guess I could wear it underneath. But there's no cat suit this year. But so last year, I was leaving the house. I had no costume. I'm like, this is so lame that I don't have a costume. So I put on a cat suit, black sneakers, painted my eyes dark black, like I had black eyes, put on a beanie, took a white pillowcase and wrote dollar signs on it. And I was a burglar.
So funny.
So I get to Lindsay's house. She's like, that's the best costume. I'm like, great, go get a beanie.
Yeah.
And we made her a sack and we were burglars together. It was so funny. So I'm on the phone with her and she's like, what are we going to be this year? And I go, oh, I've got it.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, you know, Lindsay.
Yeah.
She was like having like major like
meltdown over this.
No, she liked this. But she was having like grand thoughts.
Oh.
So good at all this stuff. She's like, we could do this. We could do that. I go, no. This is what we're doing. So she liked it. So
you're not going
to
tell
me. I'm not telling you. You're going to have to see.
What?
It's going to be so funny.
It's not until next month.
Well, you'll be very excited to wait in anticipation of my fabulous non-catsuit outfit.
Or bandeau with the skirt.
No bandeau. By the way, my costumes were good. I used to make them.
That's hilarious.
So I would take like for the ROTC one, I took a pair of camouflage pants and I cut them up.
Yeah.
Made them into a mini skirt.
Yeah.
Tattered the edge and then I took big like safety pins and stuff to secure the whole thing together.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Oh my God. You're so funny.
I had like bullets around my wrist. And
what about the twins? What are they going to do?
They haven't said. Nikki hasn't worn a recognizable costume in some time now, in a few years. Like one year he and his buddies all wore like tutus and bumblebee ears and
random
stuff. One year, remember they did that DIY where they put Nikki put like metal things on like a cap toe to a boot and metal on gloves so they could run and slide and make sparks.
Oh, very interesting.
Yes, okay. They did that one year. Can't remember what he did last year.
Are they going to go trick-or-treating? Do they do that anymore?
I have no idea. What I remember, because they're almost 15, is that at that age people just made mischief.
Right. That's why I'm wondering.
I don't know what they're going to do.
What are you guys going to do?
We're going to go to Lindsay's.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. We went there last year. Her neighborhood is perfect for trick-or-treating. Yeah. And they have a golf cart. If anyone gets tired, read me. Read Terry. Yep. Read Mobile Bar.
Yep.
And it's on a random, I think it's on a Wednesday.
Okay.
Tuesday or Wednesday. I can't remember. But it's perfect.
Okay, good.
So we're going to go over there.
So fun.
Yeah. And Kat's going to, you know, Kat and Coco.
I think when you have kids, it's different. Like, you almost have to get into the spirit for the kids.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah. What I remember about before I had kids, not with Terry, because he's not a dress-up guy. Yep. And, of course, he's going to be the shark again.
Of course.
I better check his shirt and make sure it's ready. When I was single, I just remember we used to go out. Like, you go to a bar.
Yeah, you go to a bar. But that's so boring.
So boring. But me and my sister had some really epically good costumes. And some were terrible. But we go to a bar. But you always celebrated like the Saturday before.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's so weird because Halloween's on a Wednesday. So you go out the Saturday before?
I don't know. That's why it's like, who's going to actually go and get wasted on a Wednesday?
Lots of people.
True.
in ROTC miniskirts. So are they doing anything at Lido?
For Halloween?
Yeah.
I don't know, actually.
Riley told me that they're doing something for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but not Christmas Day Eve.
Right.
Just Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Yeah. They're trying to do some epic stuff there for the holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was telling him, you know what they should do? Remember that teddy bear tea they used to do down at the Ritz-Carlton? Mm-hmm. I think they still do it. It's a great event, but they could do it in one of the ballrooms there.
Yeah.
Because it's such a great event. Everyone brings a teddy bear and it's like Toys for Tots and everyone gets dressed up and all the little girls are wearing little red dresses. Mm-hmm. Santa's there. They have a magician. They do a magic show.
Fun.
And they do banquet tables low to the ground so all the kids sit on the floor.
Cute. Okay.
And they serve a tea.
Oh, my gosh.
So they get hot chocolate and tea sandwiches and cookies or whatever. And then they watch the show and that's it.
So cute.
And by the way, it's a fortune, but it's right. So, but it's for charity. And
yeah.
I feel like
they think kids like that better than like the gingerbread making and those activities.
No, I told them you should do that too.
Yeah.
Gingerbread decorating for sure.
Right?
Yeah. But it's got to be fun because I've been to every gingerbread decorating, I think, in South County, in all of Orange County and in LA. And some of them you go and the kids just sit there and they make the house. Some of them blow through a house and then they're done and there's nothing else to do.
So you think add activities around?
I feel like they need like someone telling stories or there needs to be other crafts or I don't know.
Yeah.
Lido's so great because there's that grass area right outside the ballrooms.
And the banquet hall. Yeah, exactly. The banquet.
You could put a bouncy house right there.
Yeah. Very fun.
Or games. You know, like they do cornhole and
it's
stuff
like a little carnival-ish.
Yeah. Something like that so that they can
holiday
like
carnival.
Or do a little decorating and come out and do that, a little kids buffet. And that way the parents can have drinks and hang out and do their thing while the kids do that. I love stuff like that.
Yeah. And then I think they're going to have an epic like New Year's party there too.
Really?
Yeah. I'm probably going to have to live there for all of my holidays this year.
Well, we'll join you.
It'd be fun.
Yeah. What do you think they're going to do for New Year's?
I think they're just going to do an epic thing on the rooftop and down there. So
I think we'll probably be in town.
Yeah.
And I think Nancy told me she's going to be back for New Year's too.
For New Year's? Yeah. It'd just be fun to get like a big group to go.
Danya, I think, will be back. Let me ask Danya if she's back for New Year's.
It's just close and you know what I mean?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
It's not too far of a stretch.
Yeah. Huh. I was thinking about doing Christmas Eve there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, how far in advance does everyone plan their holidays?
I don't know. You like to plan it very far in advance.
I feel, but as we're sitting here talking, I feel like I'm...
You haven't even...
No. I'm, for some reason, just not that worried about it.
I think it's like a holiday before. Like right now you're thinking about...
Well, I think we have Thanksgiving planned because we're going out of town. So that's taken care of. And I have my Halloween decorations ready to go.
Yes. It's
and
be.
She, Nicole has outdone herself this year. She's using a lot of stuff that we had from last year because I loved it so much, but she added stuff. Did you see it?
Yes. It's going to be.
Did you see the Console Beauty stuff? Oh my God. She did a Halloween take on Console Beauty that is so funny.
It's like over the top. Fabulous though.
Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card, and you don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. And you can download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all for free. No credit card needed, no sign up. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today. So we started filming the house, everybody, for those of you who have been messaging me and saying, when is that beginning? Mm-hmm. We've already started doing it, and I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be
awesome.
But what's so bad is as we're walking around filming details, I'm like, oh, that needs to be clean.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to do a little paint touch up right there. Oh, I need to fix that. Oh, interesting.
Oh, yes. And my list is ever growing.
The list just goes on and on and on and on. So, what else is going on?
I don't know. I feel like we haven't answered any questions. Should we do a question
Let's do a couple of questions for sure. Oh, and we're going to be on, I was going to say we're going to be on Dr. Phil tomorrow, but we're not.
No.
We're just taping Dr. Phil tomorrow.
Yes.
Which I'm very excited about. I love being on that show. It's super fun.
Okay. Speaking of the house, here's a question. This is Courtney from Orlando. She goes, oh, well, my voicemail just got cut off. But anyways, I am building my first home with my husband this year. It won't be ready for 14 months, but the builder is making us pick all of the finishes now. And I'm really afraid of picking things that might be too trendy and can just go out of style by the time it's said and done. What are your tips and suggestions for designing your dream home without getting bogged down with all of the small details. I love your style and I'm overwhelmed with so many choices. Thank you so much. I love listening to you and Natalie.
This, first of all, thank you. That's awesome. You know what? This is an interesting question. So when I did our house on Pelican, the one that with the double staircase that you guys saw on the show, I had a designer and I remember he made me pick out everything so far in advance and in not in an odd order because it made sense to him, but to me, it didn't make that much sense.
Okay.
And I ended up picking things that, and then later I thought, well, I wish I had known we were going to do this because then I wouldn't have chosen that.
Right.
I feel like you need a very clear picture of what each room looks like, even if it's not dialed down to the exact thing, just like a general idea, because sometimes you go to do something and nothing matches it or everything's out of stock or it's back ordered. I think some things
you... Did you go room by room or did you have like a general idea as to what the whole house felt like?
Well, this house I did... well, I did have someone help me obviously with my furniture and my accessories, Jessica Calvert up north at Anchorage Place Designs. She's a genius. But when it came to the actual bones of the house and moldings and marbles and finishes, that was all me. So because I was the only cook in the kitchen, if you will, I felt like I had a clear vision of things that I liked. And, you know, it's funny because what I'm saying is sort of counterintuitive because I actually did like we had to pick flooring for a lot of rooms, but you don't have to pick every floor in the house right away. You have to know like, okay, I want
a
these
general
rooms,
law of what it is.
These rooms are going to have carpeting.
Right.
These rooms are going to be wood. These rooms are going to be stone or tile.
Okay.
So you got to start there. And then you start dialing it down more and more and more and more. Now, if they want you to pick all the flooring for the house, you have to do a little more work than that. You have to really think about what countertops are going to look like.
Right.
And you
know, do you work from the ground up or did you like to work from the walls in, like did you, or the ceilings down, like, or did you have a certain idea? Like I definitely want this sort of look in the house. So I'm going to work based off of this.
This house was a little less planned. It was a little more as we went along because Robert St. John, my builder, and I have worked together so long now that we have a really good shorthand and we're both very good at making decisions like this. A lot of times the reason why people want you to pick things so far in advance is because they don't want to deal with last minute stuff and, you know, and that kind of thing. And people can be very indecisive. So if you wait to the last second and you need to order stone by this date, because by the time it comes in, they need it by a certain date to install it. Because there is an order to things. If you can't put, like, let's say you have to put the floor in before you put the molding in or something like that. Certain things like that. So if you have indecisive people you're working with, that might push the whole project back.
Right.
That's probably why they want you to do things so far in advance. And also they have a checklist. They're not just working on your project. They're working on every project.
Yeah.
So they want to check the box and cross things off their list. I also very understandable. But for you, yeah, it's hard. It's the same thing we talk about with weddings. Once you pick something, you have to stop looking.
Right.
I would say the most important thing is to pick things you like. Because when you pick things you like and you stay in your lane, they all start to come together. Some things I didn't do on purpose. Like I picked certain... wallpapers in the house or fabrics for chairs that I didn't intentionally repeat things in different colorways.
Right.
It's just what I liked.
Right. But and then once you saw it all together,
it ended up sort of having a theme. And I didn't intend to have a theme in the house, but there are certain themes in my house. For example, there's a heavy tree theme in my house, which I did not do on purpose. I guess I just like trees. From the etched window.
Right.
That we showed on the show, to the, we have an interior courtyard in our basement in the subterranean. And we had forklifted a tree down there. So we have this beautiful big olive tree in our basement, which is crazy and it's cool. And so there's a tree there. We have this Peter Lick art on our walls. That's these trees. I mean, there's a lot of trees in the house.
Right.
I really didn't think about that. Yeah. Certain tiles, like there's a tile I used in my bathroom, on the floor of my mm-hmm. bathroom in off my office. And it's a very cool metallic tile. I used the same metallic tile on the fireplace in the dining room. Mm-hmm. And also in the dining room is the wall of champagne. So I cut it in different sizes and used it to back that.
Yeah.
Now those two I did on purpose because I wanted in that room to have the same tile.
Right.
But I weirdly didn't realize till later that I chose the same tile for the bathroom floor.
Oh, interesting. Because your eye would just, you naturally just really liked it. So you wanted, yeah.
As it came together. Now, so here's the other thing. If you're going to pick something, I always like to say, like for flooring and countertops, you don't want to do something so specific. And this might answer your question best. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do something so specific that you can't sell the house. Mm-hmm. Like I think I've told the story before, but we were in someone's house that was on the Lakers once. And it was not Kobe, by the way. Mm-hmm. But it was, they were on the Lakers and their whole bathroom was purple marble.
Right.
Now they didn't care because they were gazillionaires.
Right.
But what I'm saying is doing a purple marble bathroom.
Resale may be a little difficult there. Yeah.
And if you're spending that kind of money on a home, you walk in, or any kind of money on a home.
Right.
You walk in, the first thing you think is, how little do I have to do to this house?
100%.
You want to walk into a house and have it be like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
I love it. So you really want to stick with as many neutrals as possible and add color and texture in your wallpapers and in your hand towels in the bathroom.
Things that are easy to change.
Things right. that are easy to change. Now, that's not to say you can't do cool. Like I like to do powder rooms mm-hmm. a little more funky.
Yeah.
Not bathrooms, like ensuite bathrooms if they come from mm-hmm. a bedroom. I like neutrals.
Right.
Pretty much. But I think you can have fun with powder rooms. Mm-hmm. So as we know, there's a lot of bathrooms in my house. There's a bathroom outside by the pool that's a little more nautical. Not so on the nose, but like you'll see, I did a mirror that's a porthole. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. And the colors in there are, I used like aqua and blue mosaic tiles. And it's a little beachy in there and fun.
Right.
I did, the bathroom we're talking about in my office is very white, mm-hmm. but I did these little, like a few rows of these little aqua mosaic tiles. They're glass and they're really pretty. But then it became challenging to find a wallpaper
right.
to go with it. And then sometimes you can pick the wallpaper even, and then by the time you're ready to order the wallpaper, it's been discontinued.
Ugh.
And then you have to rethink the whole thing. What I would suggest on that level is when you go to pick fabrics for things, like mm-hmm. I had a lot of furniture custom made in my house, mm-hmm. mostly because I needed bigger scale items mm-hmm. and because things I saw, I had a lot of stuff made from the mod shop because I love them. But, you know, some of the stuff had like extra curls in it.
Right.
Which I like a little plainer mm-hmm. looking things, or I wanted to add nail heads to it or whatever, custom yeah. fabrics, whatever it was, or change the legs
right.
to make them more modern, or I like lucite legs or block feet, all kinds of things that you can do. So here's what happens. You know, you can use a designer, not use a designer, but you go get fabric and you could say, oh, I take it home and marinate over and pick the perfect fabric. And then you go to order it and you say, oh, I need 20 yards. And they go, oh, sorry, we only have 5.
Right.
And it's discontinued. And now you've fallen in love with it. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. So I would say find out the yardage you need, whether it's wallpaper, carpeting, furniture, drapes.
Yeah.
Any of that. Find out how much you need. Have
right.
the place measured. Even if you're not ready to install, mm-hmm. have it all measured so you know what you're looking at.
Right.
And that way, when you go to look at fabrics, say only, you know, this is what I'm looking for, but I need this much yardage.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you don't fall in love with someone you can't
right.
use.
I think what you did a good job of is there's certain rooms that have like animal print, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's so not in your face where it's like distracting that it's like subtle. And I think that's hard to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Like in the guest room,
yeah.
I did a zebra wall to wall, but it's dark. So it's
exactly.
almost tone on tone. It's super subtle. And I wanted to do the guest room. I wanted it to be like pretty and beautiful because I knew my mom was going to stay there and she,
right.
you know, loves obviously design and beautiful spaces, but I wanted to make sure it wasn't like girly. I wanted
yeah, exactly.
to make sure it was masculine enough. And I love the guest room.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. This whole house.
Did that answer the question at all?
Yes. I think you went into way more detail.
I hope so. But basically go with what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be living in the house. So don't get talked into things that you don't like because you will regret that. If you want to do a fun, I've got, I did do one remodel before we moved in, and I'll show you the bathroom and tell you the story on the YouTube channel in Heather's Closet. But it's a really fun leopard print, and it's flocked, so you can touch it. It feels velvety. Yeah. It's so fun, and it's so out there, but it's just this little random bathroom off of the music room, which could be an extra bedroom. You can have fun with wallpapers. And by the way, you can even have fun with carpet.
Right.
Those things are not that expensive to change depending on the size of the room. But when it comes to your hard surfaces that cost a lot of money, your flooring, your mantles, your countertops, definitely go with neutrals.
Very smart.
There you go. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you had fun with us today. We're going to do some more listener questions tomorrow. So keep them coming in. We'll be taking your questions, and I will tell you how, oh no, I won't tell you how the birthday thing went.
Next week.
No, well, no, that's not tomorrow though.
What?
Because the birthday dinner is Thursday night.
Right. Oh.
Yeah. No, that won't be tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm
so
sorry.
Next week.
So you know what we'll do tomorrow? We'll talk about more. So feed us more questions. And we have, by the way, we have hundreds of questions. And we'll talk about if you have any more Dubrow diet questions, we're going to answer some of those. We'll answer more design questions, Halloween questions, back to school, the schedules, all of that stuff. And we could talk about the upcoming birthdays and holidays and ideas for getting through all of this, because, you know, this does really start the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why we wanted to bring out the Dubrow diet right now is because I know the classic thing for everyone to do is to just get through the holidays, eat, drink, be merry, which is fabulous. And then wake up January 1st and go, oh my gosh, I hate myself. What did I do? Mm-hmm. Now I have to start all over again. And I'm telling you, there are so many easy ways to get through the holiday season emotionally intact, physically intact, and still have an amazing time.
Absolutely.
So let's why don't we talk about that since we're like heading towards October and the kickoff to the celebration season.
Yes.
All right, we're going to do that. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little dog on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.